CSNBaltimore.com.
When you signed, you had said you had sent a text to Ed Reed, knowing he's patrolled that the back of the defense for so long. What did you say to Ed, and what did Ed say to you in welcoming you to Baltimore?
I just talked to him, told him, like I said, I've been watching him for a long time. I've always watched him in, like I said, in the Ravens secondary, and he's been the guy, he's been the leader back there. And like I said, knowing, he's always going to be, a Raven for life since he's been here so much. So I just wanted to tell him that I'll carry on his legacy, carry on his tradition of, just great safeties in Baltimore.
Was it a little bit odd or strange that almost any time you were on the field the last couple of years, maybe you weren't quite sure where you're going to be put and what you're going to be doing? You had to be prepared, really, I guess, for anything.
Like I said, it was definitely tough, but, my mindset is, I'm going to go out there and do whatever it takes to help the team win, do whatever it takes to help the defense. So whatever they ask me to do, I'll do it.
When you hear Ravens defense, what does that mean to you?
Oh, fierce. So tenacity, it's speed, right. Physical. Just all those things. Like I said, we definitely want to be a top 10 defense and, live up to that standard.
Talk about some of the new players that are here on defense, and obviously with Ray Lewis gone and Ed Reed gone and some of the other guys gone, there may be a new identity. Do you feel, as you step into it, that this defense is going to create its own identity this year?
I think so, because obviously everybody, around the league, around the world, really watching to see what the Ravens defense is going to do without Ray, without Ed and those guys. So I definitely think, that first week we'll be able to, show the world what we're about.
CSNBaltimore.com.